Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs, since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
South took care of the Raiders of Toms River East. Stop number two of the all-town rivalry begins in just about 10 minutes from now as another edition of the Civil War here from Detweiler Stadium. Hi again, everyone, along with Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka. I'm Matt Harmon. Zach Collins back in the studio tonight. It is North versus South, a special feel in the town of Toms River. When this game does take place, extra meaning tonight as the Indians will try to go to 3-0, a favorite among the favorites in Class A South. The Mariners, Kevin, trying to bounce back off of what was a very disappointing loss a week ago. They come into today's game at 1-1, beat by Brick Memorial a week ago.
On a last-second field goal, Matt, certainly that took some of the wind out of the Mariners' sails. But you know what? This is probably a good game to have because no chance to get down. You come right back when you play the crosstown rival, especially this one, the 43rd edition of what they call the Civil War.
And it was a Indian team that we saw a week ago absolutely take care of business against Toms River East. 42-6, the final score on that one. This is a South team that is loaded with weapons.
Yeah, this is a South team, guys, that could go the distance and take it to the house. Anytime they touch it, or anytime Tymir Berry decides to throw the football, he's got offensive threats up and down the lineup. The Mariners are going to have to play great defense tonight to hang with the Indians.
We saw last week, Kevin, not just a good offensive performance by our player of the week, Khalil Green, our player of the game, Khalil Green. He not only did it on the offense, he had three interceptions as well. He is among the most balanced players, I would say, in the Shore Conference when it comes to being a skill guy.
Matt, I don't think there's any question about it. He can do it on offense. He's averaging 10 yards a carry through the first two games and scored three touchdowns on offense, two running, one receiving, and of course scored one defensively last week. You mentioned the trio of interceptions, one in which he ran back for a touchdown, had an opportunity for a fourth, kind of let it go through his hands, but obviously it's a young man who can do it on both sides of the ball. And by the way, on defense, he's a big time sticker.
It was a long time coming for the Indians, who were dominated in this rivalry over the course of the last decade. They did win handily a year ago, so there is always a certain little feel, Ed, when it comes to this game. But you know, for Toms River North, they want to make sure that they can kind of even the score here and get their first win, just like the Indians did last week over the Raiders.
Well, it's a very important game for the Mariners, Matt. As you said, they can't afford to go 1-2 early in the season here. As we talked about last night on our Investors Bank Thursday night show, the football season in high school goes by so quickly. You know, it's not like the pros where they play 16, 7, 8 games, and we're thinking into the playoffs already. So very important win for the very important game for the Mariners tonight.
Opening coin toss coming up in just a second. Toms River North 1-1. They won their opener against Lacey 30-14. Lost last week on a last-second field goal 16-14 to Brick Memorial. 42-7 the opener for Toms River South over Donovan Clathick last week here against Toms River East 42-6. It is a beautiful night for a football. Game time temperature right in the low 70s. There is not really a speck of wind circulating around what will be a packed house here tonight for this contest. Kevin, you have seen so many of these games, and you know, in a way, we try not to root. That's not what we do up here. But just for the sake of the rivalry, it almost gave a little bit more feel and flavor to it that the Indians were able to win last year in pretty convincing fashion. I think it was the first time in the last 12 years that they were able to do so.
They had lost 11 in a row, some of them painful, some of them significant blowouts, but certainly they got the better of it last year. Swept the Toms River series for the first time in a long time, beating both North and East. They took care of East last week, looking to make it back-to-back Toms River sweeps. Ed, exactly what is going on at midfield right now? Do you know?
Well, two players, one for each team, are getting a scholarship from the Marines.
I believe
they participate in the great American rivalry game.
Yeah, I believe
this is the feature.
I believe it is based on GPA. The players out there at midfield are Quentin DiCarlo from Toms River South and also Joe Fantozzi from Toms River North, along with, I believe, their parents and representatives of the U.S. Marine. A great American rivalry game, something apparently that is done on a somewhat regular basis. And I don't think when it comes to the shore, many would argue that this is not one of the better rivalries. Matt, as we said, 43 consecutive years. They first played in 1972. They have played every year since. Shortly, the captains will now go out on midfield and participate in the coin toss.
This, Kevin, not just a town rivalry. It's a divisional game tonight as well. Class A South, as it sits right now, Brick 2-0 overall, 2-0 in the division. Toms River South 2-0, 1-0. Jackson 2-0 overall, 1-0 in conference play. Brick Memorial and Toms River North 1-1 and 1-1. Same for Southern Regional. Lacey and Toms River East both 0-2 and 0-2 within the division. Games of note tonight. The Green Dragons will play host to Toms River East. Lacey is at Brick Memorial. Obviously, it is North and South here tonight. Southern and Jackson will play tomorrow.
You know, it's kind of ironic, these two guys getting the scholarships tonight before the game. They will be directly opposite each other, and they're going to be going at each other. Offensive line for Fasano and DiCarlo at his middle linebacking spot. So these two are going to get to know each other a little bit better, other than the shaking of the hands that they just did at midfield.
Last year's game for the Indians, a 38-7 win over the Mariners of Toms River North. The offense has been on full display for Toms River South. We've seen it certainly last week and the week before. They've been able to put up at least 40 points in their first couple of games. But, Ed, we saw this Mariner team. It was definitely an improved team in week one when we saw them beat Lacey quite handily. I would have to imagine that sting, maybe the dreaded look-ahead game against Brick Memorial, not to take anything away from the Mustangs, but you and I both came away extremely impressed from Toms River North from 2 weeks ago.
And I saw last week's game against the Brick Memorial Mustangs, and equally unimpressed by the Mariners in the way they tried to run the football. They couldn't do it. And let's go down right now, Matt, to the toss as the captains are on the field.
We'll pick up the referee.
Good luck, shake hands tonight right now.
Also, honorary captain, assistant sergeant.
Second straight week, by the way, new superintendent Dave Healy will toss the coin.
White's going to talk to White. At this time, Mr. Healy of the Toms River Schools will be putting the coin. This is, just so everybody knows, this is heads, this is tails. You're going to call it before you... Heads. Heads. And the flip. And we got...
Let us show our appreciation.
Which way would you like to kick?
Toms River South has won the toss. Well, and has elected to take the ball.
The Indians should bring the superintendent with them every week because they won the toss last week. The calling captain was Joe Fantozzi from Toms River North. He called the wrong one.
I guess Superintendent Healy will have to do that at least one more time.
North and East, that is correct. Absolutely.
Got to make sure he's on hand for
that'll
all
be Thanksgiving
games.
Time, yep.
Both principals were also involved in the coin toss. Jim Ricotta for Toms River South and Ed Keller from Toms River North. You can do those things when it's an inter-district game. So now we will be set for football, Matt, as we get set for tonight's opening kickoff, brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean Counties, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
The Indians of Toms River South in their home maroon jerseys tonight. The white helmets, the white pants with the maroon striping for the Mariners of Toms River North. They are in their new, brand new helmets with TRN and the anchor sign on either side. White jerseys, white pants, the dark blue numerals with the gold outline. This is our fourth week of broadcasting high school football here in the Shore Conference. We invite you to lock in. This one should be a lot of fun. It'll be the Indians and their offense on display first. It will be number 50, Alessandro Imperial, getting set to kick off. Ed, who likes to be known as? Come on, Ed.
The Chief.
The Chief. That is correct. It's an inside joke from the game that you missed, Kevin.
Okay.
We'll keep you updated.
Please do.
Imperial, big foot, big guy, 5'11", 215 pounds. He will try and muscle it back. Sitting back deep, number two, Khalil Green. And number eight, Javian Harris. Harris will go hash mark to the right.
Well, if the Mariners scout it, they'd keep it away from number two. Right, Matt?
This one in the air in the direction of Harris at the 10. 15, up the middle, now gets to the far side, hash mark, gets out to the 30, dancing his way forward to the 35-yard line. Good stutter move out to the 40, tripped up finally at the 42-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Indians of Toms River High School South. The starting line, the tackle, Tyler Parenteau and Travis Galanos. The guards, Mike Rutter and Jimmy Allen. Kyle Hebrew is the center. The wide receivers, Francis Hearn and Isaiah Parker. Tyler Sosa and Jaden Kosh, the two slot men. The tailback, Khalil Green, the quarterback, the very explosive senior Tymier Berry. 3-4 alignment for the Mariners of Toms River North. Their ends, Deshaun Copes and Adam Kakar. Cole Labatch is their nose man. Michael Sywick and Christian Lynch, the outside linebackers. Mike Cangelosi and Tyler McClain, the inside men. Bryce Watts, Caleb Lewis at the two corner spots. Valdez, Santiago, and Mike Tomaszek are the two safeties. Both safeties playing extremely deep here. It'll be Berry looking to option, and he is wrapped up in the backfield and taken down. That tackle by Deshaun Copes, number 59, the junior defensive end.
Copes has been the big play on big player on defense. 16 tackles in two games, 3 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks through two games.
Second down and about 13. Just underway here in the first quarter. Parker, the near side wide receiver. Hearn up top, far sideline to the left. Sosa in motion. It'll be a quarterback keep up the middle. Berry will work his way over the original line of scrimmage. Pick up plus two from there, so about a 5-yard gain. Third down and 8. 11 minutes remaining, in this first quarter. Adam Kakar with the tackle.
Situation the Indians have not been accustomed to be in through these first couple of weeks. Third and long.
Well, it'd be a huge three and out if the Mariners could come up big here after bad field position on their part.
Third and 8. Split wide receiver set again. Berry from that short shotgun. Reverse option off to the left side. He will keep it. He will come forward and be very close to a first down. Looks like the marking will give it to him. He's into Mariner territory. Tripped up at the 47-yard line. He needed 8. He got about 9, and that will be a first down for the Indians.
What does that tell you about their confidence in Berry on a 3rd and 8 that he runs the ball?
Well, when you need a big first down, you give it to your best players. He is certainly the Indians' best player.
Parker and Sosa, part of a trips combination off the right side. Quick pass to the outside, far sideline left, looking for Francis Hearn, thrown over the head by Berry, incomplete, 2nd and 10.
Matt, listen to these numbers through two games for Tymier Berry. 30 carries, 320 yards, and 5 touchdowns. My math tells me that's nearly 11 yards every time he carries the ball. He's the quarterback.
We'll check the math at our first commercial break. 2nd and 10. Hearn and Parker staying on the field. Split wide receiver set. Kosh on one end and Sosa on the other. Berry has Green off to his left. Zone read. It'll be Berry to keep it. Dances way off the left side. Off tackle that way. Between the hash mark and the numbers, he is tripped up and dropped. A gain of about 3. And with a 3rd and 7 coming up, Ed, the key to this offense, you say simply it's the quarterback, but because Berry is a dual threat guy, he's really the guy that triggers everything.
Yeah, he's definitely reading the defensive ends for the Mariners. It's a strict spread read offense. They won't block those defensive ends. He will read them. If they come down, he keeps it outside. If they stay wide, he cuts it inside. So far, he's been inside yards for Berry.
3rd down, let's call it 7. Kosh will go in motion into the the far sideline, short side of the field. Up the middle, the give is to Khalil Green. He'll get to the 40-yard line. Sywick with the tackle. It'll be 4th and 3.
I bet you they go for it here.
This is 4-down territory.
The nose of the football sitting on the north 40-yard line. They will not hesitate.
You are correct, Kevin. Not one hesitation here. Not one discussion. Go for it, Sig Jr. said, and they will.
Berry gets the play call, relays it on to the rest of the offense in a no-huddle attack. Option this near sideline. Green gets it. He is in trouble in the backfield. Good second effort, however, will push him forward, I think, short of the 37-yard line, which is where the yard marker is.
It's all about the spot.
Yeah, they may have to measure this one, guys.
That is exactly what they will do. Ed with 8:52. We'll get a stoppage here.
As Green got the quick pitch on the option, he sort of stumbled. Luckily, he stumbled forward.
Half yard short, I'm calling.
Matt,
Kevin,
I'm
right
going
now.
With you. I'm going to say nose of the football short.
It looked like it needed to get more to the 37, and it is, to me, closer to the 38. But let's see as they stretch it out. And that's a half yard shy. The eyes still work. 8:52 to go. No score in this first quarter. Mariners hold on downs. And the Toms River North offense will come on. They're very talented but young sophomore quarterback. Mike Husney will lead the way. Asante Moore at one running back spot. Tommy Donovan the other. Darrington Carrington and Valdez Santiago, the two wide receivers. Jordan Craig will work from the tight end spot. Tim Peterson, Joe Fantazzi, the tackles. Luke Butera and Isaiah Santa Maria, the guards. And Will Sagaris is the center. Man in motion is Donovan. He's an H-back setup this time to the right of the formation. Counter Trey back to the left. Give us to Moore up the middle. Not much to work with. Maybe push the pile forward for a yard and a half. Quinton DiCarlo, who had a great game last week. Tons of tackles for him. Makes the stop. Part of a 4-4 alignment. Joe Odebede at one defensive end. Mike Rutter at the other. DJ Rodriguez and Jimmy Allen, the two tackles. Mike Cotillo and Dyshawn Alexander, the outside linebackers. Jaden Kosh, Quinton DiCarlo, the two inside men. Francis Hearn, Isaiah Parker, the corners. And the free safety is Khalil Green. They bring Berry in as an extra defensive back. The give this time is to Parker Day, the young sophomore. He'll get to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. Stop made by Rodriguez, the defensive tackle. Ed Day, a guy who, when we saw him against Lacey, we loved. Good change of pace back from Asante Moore.
Last week, Matt, only 4 touches for Parker Day. I thought that was one of the reasons why the North ground game stalled a little bit.
Because he had gone over 100 yards and they went over Lacey in week 1. So now's that passing situation for Toms River North. 3rd down and 8. Husney, good so far for the first 2 games. 15 of 26 for 207 yards. 3 touchdowns, 1 INT.
4 wide receiver set. Husney wants to throw. This one is picked off by Berry. Near sideline 30. Gets to the 25. Dancing his way down to the 20-yard line. Husney will make the tackle. Bad miscommunication between quarterback and receiver. Berry makes the big play and will stay on to lead the offense here. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Indians at the Mariner 19-yard line.
I think it was Bryce Watts, Matt, number 6, who was going down the sideline. And I first looked at the ball and I said, hey, he's got a shot at hitting him for a touchdown. Berry read that one all the way. And as you said, looked to be a little miscommunication there. And it was the easy pick for Ty Meir, who sets the Indians right back up deep into Mariner territory.
Those big plays, not just offensively, but defensively. Berry, who we saw a little bit last week play on the defensive side of the ball, comes up here with a big interception. 1st and 10 now for the Indians. The ball set from the right hash mark of the 19-yard line. Here is Berry. Play action. Wants to throw. Dancing his way. Left side of the pocket. Lets it go all the way to the far sideline. Catch is made by Francis Hearn, who gets taken down at the 10. The coverage put on by Caleb Lewis, the far side corner. And it will be 2nd down and 1. That's a great catch climbing the ladder that time by Hearn.
He sure did go up to grab it. Gain of about 9, so it'll be 2nd down and short.
2nd down and 1.
Split wide receiver set as into the game, number 8, Javian Harris, will occupy the near side receiver set. Berry, zone read, trying to get back up the middle, and he is taken down quickly. Good interior pressure that time laid on by Matt Tomaszak and Cole Labatch. Tomaszak up from the safety spot quickly, crowding the box, and Labatch from his nose guard spot.
Yeah, Labatch did a great job. Beat the center, got right in there, and made contact right at the line of scrimmage. Actually, a loss of 1.5 on the play.
3rd and 2 with 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. No tight end into this game. Receivers and slotmen to either side. It is Green trying to stretch it out. Cuts up at the numbers inside the 5. And that is where he is taken down and stopped. The 5-yard line. Mike Cangelosi the inside linebacker making the tackle. It'll be a first down, however, and set up Toms River South in business, first and goal from the Mariner 5. Harris will stay in. Now the short side of the field. Receiver right. Kosh and Sosa, one on either side. Option this time to the right. Berry will keep it. Try to pound his way down. Get inside the two. Gain of about 3 yards. Stop made by Sywick and Tomaszek.
Basic football. Convert points off of turnovers. Indians on the verge of getting their first score of the night.
Green, the single back. Berry, quarterback, sneak dives forward and is in for the touchdown. 6 on the board for the Indians of Toms River South with 5:28 to go in this opening quarter. Toms River South has struck first.
And why not Tymir Berry? He intercepted the pass and returned it to set up the score. Dives in from a yard out for his 6th rushing touchdown of the season. And with 5:28 left in the opening quarter, the Indians on the board, an extra point away from making it 7-0.
Matt Schiffer on for the extra point. He is a lefty kicker. High snap, getting away from the holder. Schiffer will run back, try and cover it, and he will. So the score will have to hold at 6-0. 5:28 to go, opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Our first score of the night is presented by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Toms River after the game. Go right on over. Join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open till 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, where everyone in Toms River goes to meet and eat. The Office Restaurant and Lounge.
Passed. I made that right turn on Main Street, and there was already a full parking lot over there at the office. Ball set here from the right hash mark. 5 players to either side. Schiffer will give it a pretty good hit at the 10-yard line. Fielded by Carrington. Gets to the near side hash mark. Big hole up the middle. Tripped up finally at the 35-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 now for the Mariner offense, who, Ed, you hate to say the pressure on after a score, but to me, this is a game that for Toms River North has to stay close. And by close, I mean within a score the entire game.
You also have to remember that Mike Husney, only a young sophomore. He did play last year quite a bit, but he's still only a sophomore. Interceptions like that can weigh on his mind.
Good open field tackle, by the way, by Thomas Rockhill on that kick return. Otherwise, Carrington could still be running.
Husney will give it to Asante Moore here off the right side. Not much to work with, as Kosh will come in to make the tackle. No real gain on it. Second and long.
Matt, I think this is the key to the whole game. Toms River North has to establish some running game. No gain on first down, put you in second and 10. That's when things get dangerous. They ran so well against Lacey. Brick Memorial shut down the ground attack last week. The offensive line's got to start winning some battles up front. They're getting beat right now.
Calvin Jackson, number 8, has checked in as a second tight end. Donovan motioning across the formation. The give is to Moore this time off the left side. There's Asante Moore breaking the tackle, gets the midfield with some space. Jitterbugs at the 45, runs his way and stiff arms a man out of bounds. Gets all the way down to the Indian 31-yard line. Point made.
Exactly. First time the offensive line did a nice job. Moore shot through the hole and broke it to the outside. A great combination of size and speed. Did a good job there. First down, Mariners on the south 31-32-yard line. By the way, this is a very young offensive line. Sophomore, sophomore, junior, junior, one senior, Fantasi. Everyone else is an underclassman.
Yeah, young group for sure. Young skill players as well. Here's the give, Parker Day. He and Husney both kind of held on to the football. Kosh came out of the pile. He and the rest of the Indian coaches want the football. Don't think that's going to happen, but it will be a big loss all the way back to the Indian 39-yard line. That'll make it a second and 18.
Just nowhere to go for Day. By the way, after each play, Husney will go to the sideline to get the play call from Dave Ozerwitz and the North coaching staff. Several players will rotate in and out. That's what you do with a sophomore. When you're a senior, you get to call him yourself probably, at least a little more.
Empty backfield, five wide receiver sent for Husney. Sends everybody into the pattern, has to scramble, come forward, and gets tripped up close to the 39-yard line. Third down and long coming up. Joe Odubede, was impressed with him a week ago. Good pressure man on the outside. Let's talk real quick about that coaching matchup, Kevin. You mentioned Dave Ozowitz in his second year, 1-9 last year in his first year, 1-1 so far this year. Ron Signorino Jr. in his fourth season last year, the Indians 8-3 overall. Again, big expectations for this team this season.
Signorino 17-16 in his tenure here.
Third down and long. Husney wants to go down the seam. He's got a man. The catch is made. Wide open, Bryce Watts, who will make the grab inside the numbers and get down to the 10-yard line to set up a first down and scoring situation for the Mariners.
Well, what was it very impressive with that throw and catch is that he split the two best secondary players, Burry and Green, and he made the catch. Great throw, great catch.
First down and goal now for Tom's River North. Ball right at the 10-yard line. Donovan motions. Power setup. Asante Moore will get the carry up the middle. Moore, tough yardage, but a good gain close to the five to make it second and goal.
Showed great patience that time, Matt. Got the handoff. The hole wasn't there. He let the play develop. Found the little seam. Picked up about four on the first down carry.
Just, Kevin, as you said, and Ed agreed, or vice versa, the interception could weigh on Husney, but a throw like that will build a lot of confidence. Second and goal from the five. Donovan again in motion. Busted play. Moore will make a tackle miss in the backfield, but then get dropped for a loss at the six. Hard charge by DiCarlo, who leads the way, and Khalil Green there as well.
I don't know if you noticed, guys, but obviously Tymir Burry starting tonight did not play a whole lot of defense last week. They are lining him up on Craig, the big 6'3", 225 tight end who most of the time splits out wide. So wherever Craig goes, that's where you'll see number one, Tymir Burry.
Third down now and goal. Let's call it from just outside the 6-yard line. Husney wants to throw. Major pressure coming up. Bubble screen. Catch is made by Watts. Gets down to the four. Tripped up and taken down there. Jaden Kosh among those on the tackle.
Well, that's a great play by Kosh because I think the screen was set up well enough that had he been able to get by him, he might have headed into the end zone. But the Indian defense comes up with the stop. North will settle for a field goal attempt.
I don't know if field goals are going to win this type of game, guys. I think you need touchdowns.
Yeah, but I think you got to get points on the board here. Too far away. If you're on the one or something, that's one thing. But they're back down just inside the five. I think this is the right call.
If he makes it, it's the right call.
Kyle Beha, number 37, also a sophomore, on for what will be a 23-yard attempt from the left hash mark. He has the distance here, drifting a little bit to the right, but able to hook in and put three up on the board. 6-3 the score right now. Clock is continuing to go here. Hopefully they get that stop there for a second. Took about an extra 10 seconds off, but at 6-3, we'll take a quick timeout as well. The Indians lead the Mariners. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy.
So after a 23-yard field goal to make it a 6-3 advantage, Tom's River North cutting the lead in half, late stages of the first quarter with 49 seconds remaining. Alessandro Imperial will come back on to kick it off of the 40-yard line. Same guys back deep. Khalil Green, number two. Number eight, Javian Harris. Another great atmosphere here on the south end of Toms River.
Yeah, there's not a seat to be had. They're lined up all around the field here.
Wobbly kick here. It'll make the second level be fallen on by number 33, Jeremiah Lonegren. Will set the Indians up in business, first and 10 from just inside their own 25-yard line. Well, Imperial that time got the message. Don't kick it deep to Green.
So third possession of the night for the South offense. They're 1-for-2 with the touchdown off the interception and short field. They'll start it at their own 29. with 47 seconds left in the opening quarter.
Harris will stay on as a wide receiver. Near side of the formation, set to the right, up top to the left with a lot of space, Francis Hearn. And right now, single coverage. Berry gets it. Quick pass to the outside. Harris will make the catch. Make the first man miss. Make the second man miss. At the 44, 45 to the 40. Now 35, 30. And he is driven down with a horse collar tackle at the 30-yard line. Stop made by Valdez Santiago. And it will be first and 10 for the Indians at the Mariner 30.
Speed kills. Nothing fancy there. Quick pass to the outside, one move, juke, goodbye down the sideline. Only Santiago prevented a touchdown.
Harris getting a lot of run here in this first quarter as a wide receiver. Stays on here with 37 seconds to go. Berry will try and keep it in the backfield. Bounces off of one tackle, cannot get through the other. Matt Tomaszak up to clean things up, but the original play made by Adam Kakar. Good interior pressure that time by the front three, Labatch, Copes, and Kakar.
Sometimes, guys, when you got two outstanding players like Green and Berry, obviously they're very keyable. You go where they go. Usually two or three guys go where they go. That's why Harris, I believe, is a bigger part of this football game right now, getting single coverage on him.
It's going to probably be the final play of the quarter. It will be, Matt.
6-3, the final after one quarter of play. We come back for our second set of 12 minutes after we take a 30-second timeout. Live from the home of the Indians, Tom's River High School South, you're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.